Before he became president or even governor of Texas, George W. Bush had aspirations away from politics, in baseball. But Bud Selig stayed in his position as the perpetual interim commissioner of baseball, and Mr. Bush never got that job. Commentator Frank DeFord says the president should be glad he did not.
Events of the last week in baseball made me wonder again how George W. Bush would have managed if, instead of attaining the presidency, fate and Bud Selig had given him the more difficult job of baseball commissioner. For instance, surely you'll recall that there was some controversy when Commissioner Bush tried to get all states to lower their sales taxes on baseball tickets in order to stimulate attendance. And yes, Commissioner Bush's appointment of Donald Rumsfeld to head up the umpires and Rumsfeld's subsequent reduction of the strike zone didn't please traditionalists. But certainly, the way Commissioner Bush handled the Montreal Expo situation could not be faulted. As you surely remember, the commissioner brought in the Halliburton Corporation to run the team and then moved it to the Alaska Wildlife Preserve. But really, could Commissioner Bush have done a better job dealing with the Yankees than has Commissioner Selig? There were the league-leading Yankees last week, blithely adding to their $180 million payroll with a new all-star third baseman and a variety of relievers. Let them eat cake. Most teams have, say, a hitting problem or an outfield problem. Real problems. Here is the Yankees' problem. They don't have the perfect pitcher for the eighth inning. That's what they lack. The ideal hurler to get out the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th outs in a game. So they scour the rosters of the Little Sisters of the Poor, who make up most of the major league teams now, and cherry-pick what they want. The few teams who have the resources to temporarily try and keep up with the Yankees, like the Red Sox now, do the same. And poor Commissioner Selig, or President Bush, or God in his heaven, are powerless to stop the obscene imbalance which is baseball today. Fans in too many cities realize that the season really ends on July 31st, the trading deadline, the day that the weak teams sell their souls to the Yankees and the few other aristocrats. You know what this is doing to baseball, the summer game? It's turning it into the July game. It was not all that long ago when national interest in baseball lasted into the fall. September was pennant races. But for most fans now, September is football. And as both the colleges and the NFL move up the start of their seasons, even into August, attention is diverted from baseball season to football preseason. If your team has no chance, if the Yankees and their rich brethren dominate, why keep caring hopelessly? You know baseball has reached rock bottom when the good people of Cincinnati give up on the Reds and start following the Bengals in training camp. President Bush must realize how lucky he is having to settle for the presidency. He can deal with Iraq. He can deal with North Korea. He can deal with Congressman Tom DeLay. Well, maybe. But neither he nor anybody else can do anything about the financial power and hubris of the Yankees and their few rivals of the moment who have made baseball such a hopeless imbalance.
The comments of Frank DeFord. He is the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.